How do you pronounce it? Is it Varese Sarabande? Am I saying that right?
It's actually Varese. It's like, I don't know if you're familiar with the classical composer Edgar Varese, but it's named after Edgar Varese. It's Varese.
Varese Sarabande. Varese Sarabande. Okay, awesome. Well, I've been a longtime fan of Varese Sarabande ever since, you know, I could listen to music, really. I'd like to ask you, Carrie, what is your role at Varese Sarabande right now?
Well, first of all, I've been with Varese for 21 years, and we have two producers, actually. We have Bob Townsend, who does all the score soundtracks. He's been doing those for as long as I've been at Varese and longer. And I run basically the pop label called Varese Vintage. I've been doing that for 21 years. But now, in the last several years, I've been working on not only the pop titles still, but also soundtracks that have pop music in it. I mean, I still do a few scores myself as well, but most of the soundtracks that I do are pop soundtracks. But I'm also working on all the vinyl reissues that we're working on. I mean, we have a team of guys that actually work with me on the vinyl. As far as some of the titles like the record store day and stuff, I mean, those are ideas that I've come up with, and we all work on them together.
Oh, my goodness. So speaking of vinyl, you know, Varese Sarabande is pretty much the leader, one of the leaders, at least, you know, years past and even so now, in, you know, records, you know, actual vinyl albums. With the resurgence of vinyl, you know, from the, you know, early 2000s to present, you know, how is Varese Sarabande, you know, getting into gear with all of that, and, you know, are y'all happy to see such a resurgence in, you know?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, we've been doing vinyl for Record Store Day now for the last 3 years, and we've had a lot of success with it. We were just doing pop releases initially, and now we're also, in addition to pop releases, we're adding in some soundtrack, specialized type of releases, whether it be for an independent retailer who does an exclusive. Or we're doing, for example, Black Friday, which is going to be this Friday. We have coming out. Actually, we have no soundtracks for this Friday, but we do have. We're working on for Record Store Day for next year. Two titles right now, which is How to Train Your Dragon, which will be colored vinyl, and the soundtrack for John Wick, which will have some additional tracks on it.
Which is awesome. I saw John Wick several months before it opened in theaters. I saw it at Fantastic Fest. I got to interview the directors. I got to interview Keanu Reeves. And I realized that one of the title songs of that soundtrack was Marilyn Manson's Killing Strangers.
And that was added to the vinyl LP. It wasn't an original soundtrack, but it has been added to the vinyl LP that we have coming out.
Which is excellent. That is an excellent song and was on his last album. Varese Sarabande has pretty much been the godfather of soundtracks. I'd like to say, because I have a vinyl collection, you know, and, you know, I've had one for years, but I have, my forte is soundtracks. So I collect soundtracks specifically in addition to some other things. And I'd like to know your thoughts on, you know, since, you know, there was a time where Varese was not producing a whole lot of soundtracks on vinyl, but, you know, with companies like Mondo or Death Waltz, you know, trying to fill your shoes, are you guys going to be releasing more soundtracks more and more, or some of the original titles you had?
We're actually doing things now on vinyl. I mean, in terms of, course, we're doing, right now, the majority of the titles we're still doing are pop titles, but we do have soundtracks we're working on right now for like I said, special releases through some retailers or for Record Store Day or Black Friday. We have some things coming up that probably too soon for me to mention at the moment that are vinyl titles. We're also doing some original art on some of our newer titles as well, on some vinyl reissues of classic title soundtracks. We did a special one for Newbery Comics. I believe it was The Crow. We did a special soundtrack for them for Newbery Comics. You know, we have some ideas like this. Some are original art, some are not. Like the How to Train Your Dragon will be a green vinyl.
Awesome.
That'll be coming out for Record Studio for next year. We also have, at this point, on schedule, like 5 pop titles were coming out for Record Studio as well. And we have 2 pop titles coming out for Black Friday right now that'll be available this Friday, actually. We have a special album by the Zombies.
The BBC Sessions. Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah, double LP. And it was completely researched by Andrew Sandoval, who I work with very closely on all, well, he works with me on all my vinyl titles, or my, actually said my Zombies title. And it's all new transfers of every track. Because some of the song tracks have been on other collections, which actually is thoroughly noted on our collection in terms of where they may have appeared originally. But each version of the song we have on our album are completely new transfers that Andrew did. And it's got extensive interview footage that was not on some of the original albums that came out. And so this is pretty complete. It's double LP, and it's just about every BBC recording you can think of by the Zombies, and they're all great.
Is it 180 gram and everything?
Yes, it is.
That's awesome.
Nice booklet, you know, with photos and extensive liner notes. It's just great. We've been very successful with Zombies. We put out Odyssey and Oracle. And we have a colored version of that. We did a special version as well, which is an exclusive, I think, also for Newbery Comics. And we put out virtually every Zombies album there is so far. And working on more.
That's awesome. That's so great. And I'm curious.
Record Store Day we have coming up for Black Friday, I should say. I keep calling it Record Store Day, but it's actually Black Friday. It's the same thing, essentially. We have reissuing the album by Linda Ronstadt called Silk Purse. That was really her first big solo album, and it features her hit Long, Long Time on it. I especially wanted that one because she's sitting in a pig pen, and I thought that's always kind of a cool cover to put out for a Record Store Day.
So yeah, absolutely. And it's great that, you know, Record Store Day, you know, the big one's in April, but they do the Black Friday one too, so, you know.
Well, Black Friday's a little different in that they want less titles, but also higher-end type titles too. And also the difference really is that for Black Friday, the retailers can continue to purchase the records for a year.
Okay.
So that's not like it's coming and going. So whereas Record Store Day, you get it in one day, when it's gone, it's gone. So that's really the big difference. So they're higher end titles, and the record stores can still stock them for a year.
Yeah, I've got to get my hands on that Zombies BBC Sessions one.
I'm glad to send you one. When you just email me your address, and I'll send you one when we get. Because I don't have my promos yet, but I'd be happy to send you one.
Oh man, awesome! Thank you so much. That'll be excellent. I also want to talk about, you know, one of my favorite collections in my own collection are the Nightmare on Elm Street albums, which I have on vinyl, and I know that Vera Saraband is doing like that big collection on CD of the Nightmare on Elm Street series, right?
Sent out through our website, yes, exclusive. And it's a great collection. The team worked on that package, and we've been working on that virtually all year long because it's quite extensive with additional cues added and a big booklet and a lot of photos. I mean, it came out great. It's wrapped in a sweater, which we thought was kind of neat.
Yeah, I believe we did a story on our site about it, and, you know, it got a lot of response, and everybody's super excited about it, and everybody, well, the main question we had when we posted that story is like, is this going to be in a vinyl set? And I was like, I don't know if it is yet or not, but I know that's what I was going to ask is like, you know, you have such an extensive back catalog of these soundtracks and pop titles. Is there a schedule you're going to be on in the coming years or coming months to start re-releasing them when you see fit?
So we're already on that now. We actually have a series we're selling on our website right now. It's not vinyl, though. I mean, but we are reissuing some of our classic soundtracks. It's an LP to CD subscription series we're doing right now on our website. And basically, you subscribe to it, and you get one soundtrack a month. And we're probably into our fifth month, I think, right now. And it comes with the original subscription came with a special carrying case. I'm not sure if it's available right now for new subscribers. Maybe. I don't keep on that one too much, but we've worked on that. We're still working on it in terms of other titles and other types of subscription series maybe in the future, too.
That's awesome. I like that. I like that idea. And, you know, with you personally and the company as a whole, are you excited to see, you know, MP3s and CDs and vinyl all coming, or would you rather see more of a certain kind since, you know...
For me personally as a fan, I prefer the original thing. I mean, I prefer vinyl myself. I mean, I still buy CDs, so I you know, I'm not necessarily a big fan myself of... I mean, I love... MP3s as far as my iPod is still on, you know, my iPhone, but for me personally, I still prefer vinyl and CD, so physical product.
Yeah.
Because you don't get the same thing, you know, physical product has something that nothing else has. I mean, you've got you know, you've got the graphics, you've got liner notes, you've got a booklet, you've got something you can hold in your hand, you know, and I think that's really important. I think it's one of the reasons why people are really buying vinyls is, in fact, my understanding is like 40% of the buyers of vinyl don't even own turntables. They want it because they like the graphics. They want the records, you know, to hold in their hand. They're cool.
Right, right.
Why vinyl has such a resurgence. It's just the same thing. It's like they're cool. And, yes, of course, you get people who want to upgrade their collection with the higher-end vinyl, 180 gram. And, you know, you've got the collectors who buying a record they couldn't find elsewhere for $200, you know. So it's that, too. But there's all kinds of reasons why it's so popular. But I really believe the graphics are a big part of it. And that's why when you're putting out special soundtracks with like new graphics, like what Mondo does and what we're doing, I think there's a big audience for it. They like that, too. It's all collectible. You know, you can frame it. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, and that's great. And like I said, y'all are the godfather of all of this, y'all. And y'all are still in business. Y'all are still doing. You know what? It's funny. I still have my CD of the soundtrack of Silver Streak with Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor, which is out of print and just so awesome. I'm so glad I have it still.
Well, you know what? We've obviously put out a lot of soundtracks that are currently out of print. And it's because, you know, you lose rights after a certain period of time and others you don't. And you have to reacquire them. And it's, you know, there's a lot of great titles out there that are unavailable nowadays. And so that's one thing we're doing, too. We have an extensive program of searching out unavailable titles that we might be able to license and reissue. So we're constantly doing that as well. I mean, we have all kinds of titles we're working on that there's a possibility of putting it back out. I mean, but the deals are hard to come by, or contracts in general are pretty hard to clear because there's a lot of rights issues. So we have to deal with that, too. But we're always on the lookout for titles like that people would love to see.
Yeah, I get it. I think I did a top 20 list of, you know, soundtracks on vinyl I'd like to see at some point from you guys. And since then, several of them have been put out, and I'm real excited.
Well, you should send me your list. I'd love to see it.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will. I absolutely will. And I guess my last...
You know,
my
emails and ask us for, you know, request titles, because that's how we know what people want. I mean, it's really important to hear back from the people out there that want something. Because otherwise, how would we know? I mean, we're good, and we know our catalogs, but, you know, we want to see what the fans want, too. So it really helps to hear from the fans.
Yeah, and besides, you know, hearing from fans or everything, is there, like, a certain protocol you go about to find soundtracks or pop artists for your brand?
You know, well, it's a little bit of everything. You know, I mean, in my case, I work with a lot of, besides the people I work with in the office, I work with a lot of outside people I've been dealing with for years, and they'll come up with ideas, or somebody will come up with an idea for me, or I'll read something, or, you know, it comes from all different places, really, you know? It just depends, and some of it's just gut. I mean, I have the records, and I know that they should be out, and so I go after them, you know, and that kind of thing.
All right.
They're released. It took me 5 years to acquire, but I don't ever give up either. If there's something I really want and I think I can license it, I will go after it and get it, even if it takes 5 years.
Awesome. That's great. I'm glad you're on the ball there. I guess my last question, you're obviously a huge fan of, like, you know, movies and scores. Yes. And soundtracks and everything. Is there one particular score or piece of music from a movie that you always stuck with you?
Well, I have to say, since my all-time favorite movie series is Back to the Future, I have to say that I love the score from that series in general.
It is a fantastic, fantastic score. I find myself whistling that constantly.
But it's, yes, my favorite movie series of all time. So I have a tendency to love movies with time travel, and there's quite a few of them. I mean, The Time Machine is another one that I love the score. I happen to love that movie. So, you know, there's a lot of great scores out there. I don't know that I necessarily have one particular favorite, but I'd have to say, because Back to the Future is my all-time favorite movie, that's probably one of my favorite scores.
Awesome. Yeah, and it's great equally with, you know, the score and with... Huey Lewis in the News, so that's excellent.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is that a great score works great with a great movie. I mean, you could have a wonderful score, a terrible movie, but when it all comes together and you have a great score and a great movie, it just all works really well together. It's just like, you know, like chemistry. It's great.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Carrie, for talking with me.